Nutritious
time for the
choices.
Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
All right. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Montevideo Senior High School. Paul Ramo along with Bart Hill. We're here. We've got two Section 3A boys basketball games for you, Bart. Bart, it's going to be great.
It is. You know, Saturday's games, we really didn't expect to have a lot of close games, but tonight we expect to have two outstanding games.
All right. Our first game is Renville County West taking on Central Minnesota Christian. Of course, both teams play in the Camden Conference, and both are some outstanding players, some young players too, Bart.
Well, I talked to Matt Hunter-Cuck, the head coach for RCW, before the game started. And I said, are you surprised at how well you're doing? They're 18-7 this year, Paul. They do not start a senior. I don't even know if a senior really gets in the game much at all. They had 18 wins last year, and they lost a bunch of starters. And all of a sudden, they're coming back with sophomores and juniors and a freshman, and they're having an outstanding year. So he goes, we're way ahead of the pace of what I thought we were going to do.
Right. Well, today's drive over to Montevideo was a lot easier than last Saturday morning, that's for sure. So we got a nice crowd coming into the Montevideo gym right now. A lot of Dawson Boyd fans coming in because the Blackjacks will play around 7:30 against the Wabasso Rabbits, and what a matchup that'll be.
Woo, that should be an up and down. Hopefully both teams get in the 80s. That'd be a great game to broadcast.
Well, Wabasso averages 92 points a game.
That is impressive. I think Dawson averages just over 80.
Yeah. They've played 28 games, and they've averaged 92 points. That's amazing. We better get into the State Farm Insurance starting lineups here. Brought to you by Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent in Canby and Madison. Here's your starting lineups for Central Minnesota Christian and Renville County West game. Bart?
All right, we'll start with the number one overall seed, number two team in the state of Minnesota, the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays. We got number two, Logan Roloff. He is a 6'1" junior. We've got number five, Asher Wieberdink. He's a 6'7" junior. We've got number 20, Caleb Asaki. He's a 5'11" sophomore. Number 22, Eli Gertis. He's a 6'1" junior. Landon Tatius, he's a 6'4" freshman. Of course, they're coached by Ted Tatius, assisted by Travis Vanderwoude and Austin Jabrick. And then for the RCW, the Jaguars, 18-7 on the year. We've got a 5'11 junior, number 3, Braden Clawson. We've got a 5'11 freshman, number 4, Grant Novotny. We've got a 5'9" sophomore, number 5, Humberto Ramirez. We've got a 6'4" junior, Jonathan Driggs. He's number 13. And we've got a 6'1" sophomore, number 23, Ben Wilson. Of course, they're coached by Matt Hunter-Cuck, assisted by Brady Huerta. And that's the starting lineups for both those teams. Like a State Farm, they're always there for us, Paul, and we're there for all the listeners that can't be at the game in person.
Right. And we thank Tony Arata for sponsoring the starting lineups all season long and with all the sports we do. These two teams met earlier this year twice. The first one, January 31st, and it was a blowout, 92-21. But a lot of things have changed for Renville County West since January 13th. Second game was a little closer, 79-48, Blue Jays winning. So we'll see what happens here when completely different between a regular season game and a section playoff game.
The semifinals, the nerves are there. Like I said, that first day, usually the top seeds all win in advance. But when you get to the semifinals, anything can happen. So could be an injury, could be a bad shooting night. So that's why we broadcast them.
All right, that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple-minute break as they play the national anthem. Bart and I will be back with the opening tip-off between the Jaguars and the Blue Jays in Section 3A boys basketball playoffs right after this.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway Pregame Show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including American Surplus in Montevideo, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Dawson Truck Parts, Dawson Tire Company, Olson Dray Service, Ludvigson Tiling, Tofty Auto and Sales, Gruel Electric, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Kettit's Chiropractic Center, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Front Tassel Seeds, Pete's Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Ag Plus Cooperative, Appleton Dental Clinic, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, House of Spirits in Appleton, Section Sports brought to you by Leary's Refrigeration and Heating, Mineota Building Center, Madison Healthcare Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Greater Community Credit Union, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, CCM Health in Montevideo, KB's Bar and Grill, Gislason's Hardware, Klein Insurance, NB Golf Cars, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Sather Building Supplies, Larson Tiling Incorporated. Section Sports brought to you by the Dawson Dairy Queen, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Jim's Market, Heather Nursery, Lean Lumber, Prince Bank, Jenny O Turkey Store, Cargill, United Prairie Bank, UFP Mineota, our premier sponsor, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Purus, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Section Sports brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, the Strand Agency, Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated, Hoover Law Office in Dawson, Haugen Insurance Agency, Haas Seeds, B. Johnson Electric, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Canby Farmers Grain, Edward Jones and Company, Chris Budzinski for House, Countryside Auto, Farmers Union Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Hilltop Bar and Grill in Dawson, First Security Bank of Canby, Appleton Area Health, Wow Auto Wash, The Dryer Doctors, Tenson Marine, City Homes Clothing and Sporting Goods, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Doug Service and Marine, Miller Services Incorporated, Ryan Smith Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company. Section Sports brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, State Bank of Taunton, B&B Electrical Contractors, Erickson Chevrolet and Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Larson Brothers Concrete, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Madison Bottling Company, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Canby Meat Center, and Hometown Kitchen and Bath. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage on Q92.
Welcome back to Montevideo, everyone, for Section 3A Boys Basketball. Paul Ramo along with Bart Hill. Bart, we're ready. I'm excited.
Hi, Em. I get a little jittery, and I'm not even playing or coaching.
Yeah, the winner moves on, and the loser's done for the year. These two teams played Saturday. Ranville County West beat McRae, ended McRae's season 76-58, and Central Minnesota Christian 104-25 over Lacapal Valley. And here we are, semifinals of Section 3A North Boys Basketball. The opening tip-off belongs with the Blue Jays, and it looks like man-to-man defense. And they go right to Weberdink, and Weberdink goes, what, 6'7"?
He's 6'7", and plays like he's 7'7", so got a long wingspan, Paul.
2-0 Blue Jays right off the bat here.
They just play really pressure in your face defense.
They suffocated Lacapal Valley on Saturday with their defense. Jaguars in their white uniforms. Here's Drake's for a long three, and he drops one. Jonathan Drake. Drake's isn't small either, is he? What is he, 6'4"?
Yeah. Talked to Ted Tatius, and he said they've got shooters from the outside. He was a little worried about that.
Asaki with a short jumper. He missed it, rebounded by the Blue Jays. Weberdink's going to go to the basket. Drake's is guarding him. Now he drops it off to who was that?
That was number 22, Gertis.
Eli Gertis.
That was a nice pass by Weberdink. You know, he's so tall, he keeps the ball above his head, Paul, and he can see those backdoor cutters.
Jaguars with the basketball. Novotny, number four. Here's a three-pointer by Claussen for RCW. That's off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Weberdink. Weberdink don't have anybody to throw to.
Everyone was off on the fast break.
So here's the Eli Gertis, number 22. down to Weber. No, it's knocked away. Good defense there. Stolen there by number three, Braden Clausen. And Clausen, a junior. This is a young RCW team, right, Bart?
Yeah, two sophomores, a couple juniors, and a freshman.
Ooh. Oh, going to the basket, Ramirez. And he's fouled.
Did they call the foul?
We're just going to call it out.
It was a block by Roloff.
Ramirez is a sophomore. Jaguars inbound it to Driggs. Driggs had, 29 points on Saturday. Here's a three-pointer from the top of the key there by Clausen. No good. And the Jaguars keep the ball. Here's a long three-pointer by Novotny.
Ooh, and he got fouled.
He's fouled shooting a three-pointer. That foul was on Eli Gurdis. And so that's going to put Clausen to the free throw line. Novotny, a ninth grader. He'll shoot three free throws, right, Bart?
That's right.
When you get fouled shooting a three-pointer, you shoot three free throws.
And that's what he loves to do. He can hit them from the outside.
First free throw is good by Novotny. Novotny, had 22 points against McCray on Saturday. Ninth grader.
He's pretty calm, cool, and collected for a freshman.
Second free throw, and he'll get a third because he was shooting a three-pointer when he was fouled.
Yeah, that's big. You move the ball around, try to get some open looks.
Jaguars lead 5-4, and they lead 6-4. Good free throw shooting by the freshman, Novotny. 6-4, Jaguars leading by 2. The number one seed in the North, the Blue Jays. Blue Jays go in the corner. Now they throw it all the way across the corner, and here's Roloff down low. He puts his shot up left-handed, no good. Drake tipped it to his teammate Ramirez, and Ramirez is going to bring the ball across midcourt. Being guarded tightly by Asaki. Asaki reached in, no whistle. Good defense by Asaki.
Yeah, you watch the defense for the Blue Jays. It's like a matchup zone, Paul. They stay in their areas, but they cover the guy right in front of them.
Ramirez at the free throw line. Pulled it back out. Shot clock to 10. Here's Drake from the baseline. Nothing but net for Jonathan Drake.
Well, so far they're scoring early.
And it's a four-point lead for the Jaguars, trying to pull off an upset.
They're in a 2-3 zone.
Gurdis in the paint with a jump shot. He missed it, and it goes all the way out to Roloff. Weberding outside the three-point arc. Now to Gurdis. But they're playing a zone, huh?
2-3 zone defense. Well, there's some looks down low in the middle.
Weberding goes hard to the paint. Blocked by Drake. But the Jake, the shot clock goes off. Listen to the RCW fans.
Well, I was walking in after we were going to the concession stand. I heard one of the fans say, "Are we ready for a big upset tonight?" And a couple of student body kids said, "You betcha."
8-4 Jaguars lead the Blue Jays.
That's another nice thing they do. They really double-team the ball handler.
Here's 23, Wilson for three, and that just missed. That would have been a big basket there.
It would have been.
Three-pointer, Gurdis. And stolen by Ramirez. Here's a 2-on-1 fast break, and Novotny puts it up, and he missed it.
Yeah, it was a nice steal by Ramirez.
Roloff's off and running. Jaguars in the paint, and this is number 22 with the shot. That's Gurdis, no good. And Weberdink with the rebound and foul. Weberdink fouled, and number 5, Asher Weberdink. He was our Neonito Subway Player of the Game a couple weeks ago. 6'7", junior.
Yeah, you really have to put a body on him, because if you're just going to try to jump him, it's not going to work, Paul.
Free throw is missed.
The 33 coming in now. That's Hampton Hebrink for the Jaguars.
He's a sophomore.
Yeah, they have a young squad.
Weberding's free throw is good. He's got 3 points, and it's an 8-5 score. Oh, Ramirez falls down at half court. Did he get the timeout in?
Yeah, he was yelling timeout all the way. I think one of the other officials saw it.
And the referees are going to give RCW the timeout, I believe, and they are.
30-second timeout.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break. Jaguars leading the Blue Jays 8-5 early on here. You're listening to Section 3A Boys Basketball right here on Q92.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs. Competitive prices, free estimates, materials on hand. They feature high-quality, low-cost buildings, agricultural buildings, commercial buildings, and residential buildings. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, 115 West 1st Street, Mineota. Give them a call at 507-872-6147. That's area code 507-872-6147. Mineota Building Materials, Mineota.
Timeout's over by the Jaguars. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here. Ramirez loses the ball to Weverdink. Here comes Weverdink, goes down the floor for the Blue Jays, lays it up and in.
Yeah, that's we were talking on the break. They'd love to play that matchup defense. It's like a matchup man-to-man defense, and they'll trap on the ball, and they're in trouble.
Ramirez. Oh, hey, Blue Jays off the timeout. Oh, down low, Novotny, and he scores.
Boy, when you have that much pressure up front, that means somebody's going to be open underneath.
And Novotny was. The ninth grader puts it in. 10-7, Jaguars.
That's block.
Block again by Drake. That was off Cages. Oh, wide open underneath. And now he has to throw it out, and Asaki fouls.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He was wide open underneath Hampton Hebrink, and you just couldn't get the ball. It would have been an easy shot, so luckily you cleared it out. And
your thoughts on the beginning of the game? We played almost 6 minutes, 7 minutes at 10-7 Jaguars, Mark.
Oh, there was a team a long time ago in Hickory, Indiana that did the impossible, and I'm sure the Jaguars are hoping they do the same thing.
They're playing well, but boy, now after that timeout, there's a shot from the free throw line by Novotny, no good. Rebounded there by Roloff.
He's got four rebounds already early in the game, Paul.
Masaki to Weverdink outside the three-point arc. Inside to Roloff. Here's Curtis in the Weverdink. Weverdink,
nice.
Roloff scores.
There's that backdoor cup. Weverdink is such a good passer.
10-9. It's a one-point lead for the Jaguars. 12:20 to play in the first half. And they steal the ball. Oh, nice. Page just got a hand on it, knocked away, and the Blue Jays get the ball back. Roll off. Masaki. Here's a Weverdink for three from the corner. He hits it. My goodness.
Matt Huntercutt didn't like the flow of the game now after having a 5-6-point lead. Now they're down by two. He called a timeout, Paul.
And we'll take a commercial break with 12:04 to play in the first half. It's the Blue Jays 12, the Jaguars 10. We'll be right back.
Just didn't want it bad enough. That should have been an easy win. What were you doing out there? You gotta hustle. You could have made that play if you'd been open.
On the car ride home after the game, when you think you're helping by telling me what I did wrong and what I need to work on, all I hear is that I'm not good enough, that I'm supposed to be perfect, that it's not okay to lose. On the car ride home, all I need to hear is how much you love me and enjoy watching me play. That my worth isn't determined by my performance. That even on my worst day, I am worthy. That you see me learning, growing, and doing my best. And that is enough.
This message presented by the MSHSL and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here. The Seattle RCW responds, down by two. Ramirez with a shot. He missed it. And here's Weverdink, the 6'7", goes down low to Asaki, scores.
I think he's Asher Weverdink already has three assists, and we've just got going.
Well, a timeout by RCW. They need to respond here. It's a run for the Blue Jays here. They lead 14-10 right now.
Yeah, the Jaguars were up 8-5. Now they're down 14-10.
And the Blue Jays steal the ball again. And here's Tatius in the paint, and he goes to the basket and scores. Landon Tatius with his first bucket.
They're an 11-2 run right now, Paul, in the last 3 minutes.
Here's Drake from way out, top of the key, hit the front of the rim, no good, and it's knocked out of bounds by the Blue Jays.
Good hustle there by Roloff. Well, it's tipped by number 24, Landon Tatius.
Jaguars have an 8-5 lead. And all of a sudden, the Blue Jays really put the pressure on defensively.
Smothering defense, some good passes, and a big shot by Asher Weberdink.
OCW inbounds the ball. Asaki steals it. And we got a timeout by the Blue Jays. It's just a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, that was
10:52 to play.
That was just an unforced turnover. They took a side out, passed it to Ramirez, and he just fumbled it around. And then Saki just jumped on the ground and got the ball. And Ted Tate just called a quick timeout. He wants to keep the momentum going. He didn't really want to use a timeout. But if that meant them having possession versus having a jump ball, he'd take that any day.
Right. Well, RCW, Hagen with the number one seed, Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays. Our first game of two. We'll have Dawson, Boyd, and Wabasso after this one. It's just going to be a great night of basketball here.
Yeah, yes.
In Montevideo.
Now we'll see how RCW responds here.
Down by six, 16-10.
Extending that zone out now to half court and trying to do a little trap.
Asaki on the left wing. This is Caleb. His older brother, Micah, is injured. He's out for the season with a knee injury. Roloff down low over Drake's and scores.
They just have too many matchup nightmares.
And now Tate just hustling back, knocked the ball out of bounds. That was a kind of a fast break there for RCW.
Yeah, it was just kind of a plinko ball that started going off different hands and fingers. They'll inbound it underneath their own basket. They need to score here, Paul, down 18-10 now.
Having trouble getting it in play, and they get it into Ramirez. He knocks it out. Tate just knocks it out of Ramirez's hand, and last touch by the Jaguars.
That's two side out or two inbounding plays where they did not receive the pass and keep control of it.
Coach Hornacek is he's red in the face already.
Yeah. Well, they started out so hot, everything was going well. Now they've had
18-10 is the score. Weberdink, Driggs guarding him. Weberdink shoots over Driggs and scores.
I really don't know how you block that. It's a nice hook shot, 6'7" player.
His arms are so long.
Driggs is 6'4", but. Oh, geez.
Novotny got hit in the mouth.
Nice drive. Did a little ball fake. Drove in there, did a nice little jump stop, but he got hit across the face by Roloff.
Hey, they got the shot clock working. The shot clock was not working Saturday.
No. Just mention for those of you that don't follow Blue Jay basketball, they had two starters, Micah Asaki and also Carter Tatis, went down with season-ending knee injuries about, 3 weeks ago, Paul?
Yeah.
And all they did was take the first two guys off the bench and insert them in the lineup, and they just continue to roll. I'm not sure what the talk is now.
Got a delay in the game here. The referees are talking. Jax Rimey was going to come in, and I don't know if he reported in. Falls on Roloff.
Yeah.
Okay, Jax Rimey's coming into the game for Roloff.
Yeah, I'm not sure what
he
was an easy call. He just hit him right across the head.
All right, the referees got it figured out, talking with the coaches, and RCW set to inbound the ball. They're down by 10.
Ooh.
Here's Devontae, and it's picked off by Weberdink. He uses long arm to extend it, and Weberdink's going in. Missed his shot. I think he wanted to slam it. Gertis with the ball. In the paint. Drops it down low to Tatis. And blocked by Drake. Boy, Drake has a number of blocks here in the first half for RCW.
He does. He's got three blocks already.
Novotny, spin move in the paint. The freshman turnaround jumper. Oh, rolls off the rim, no good. And picking up the rebounds, Rimey. 20-10, Blue Jays. Under 10 minutes to play here in the first half. Asaki on the right wing. Now goes inside the Tatis. All the way out to Rimey. Gertis, top of the key. They go into Tatis in the paint. Nice. Lobs it in Weberdink, and Weberdink scores his 12 points in the first half.
Just a little alley-oop. He didn't dunk it, but just a little alley-oop. They're setting one of their post players on the free throw line, Paul. The other one is running the baseline.
22-10, Blue Jays. Drake's from the baseline. He overshot the rim, but rebounded by the Jaguars, and it goes out of bounds. Jaguars will keep the ball. Coming back in for RCW is Braden Clausen.
It's a 17-2 run now, Paul, for the Blue Jays.
Oh, is that what it is? 17-2.
Yep.
Wow.
But there's still a lot of time left. They just need a basket.
Jaguars try to get it in, and Asaki swats it out of bounds.
Now, they need some guys to cut to the basket. They're all kind of floating backwards, and you don't want to do a lob pass over the defense. They're just too good.
Jaguars with the ball underneath their own basket, looking to get it in, leading 22-10. They lob it in. Oh. To Novotny, he makes the catch. Novotny puts up a long three off the side of the rim, and Weaver didn't let it go out of bounds.
Did a nice little crossover, created some space. Just hit the front of the rim on that long three.
Boy, a 17-2 run for the Blue Jays.
Well, we saw it on Saturday. They can score in a hurry. A lot of it's generated by their defense.
Oh, wide open is Rimey. He puts a long three, no good, and Ramirez with the rebound for RCW. Hands it over to Drake. Back to Ramirez.
Got to keep away from the sidelines. That's where they love to trap.
Ramirez goes in the paint, almost loses the ball. He's got a reach-in foul on Roloff, I believe.
Second one on him. Yeah, it looks like...
Or is it Asaki?
No, it should be a number
Roloff,
two.
Yep, number two, yeah. His second.
Yeah. It was... You know, from our angle, it looked pretty good, but the referee that called it, you know, he was in the back of the play and maybe didn't see it the way we did.
Jaguars inbounded again underneath their basket, and not sure what happened there, but the Blue Jays are going to get the ball.
Referee over the line or what?
I don't know. He was just going to inbound the ball.
Well, that's their sixth turnover now. You know, the first 3 minutes of the game, they had zero turnovers, Paul. Now they have six.
All right, the Blue Jays walking the ball up the floor to Eli Gertis, to Tatius, all the way to Asaki, Caleb, in the Weberdink. Passing the ball around the perimeter. Asaki at the free throw line. Here's Rimey for three. No, hit the rim, goes way up in the air, fighting for the rebound. Gertis has it, and the Blue Jays keep the ball. Asaki for three, that's good. Caleb Asaki with 5 points. He had a three.
Well, that was that rebound. They secured an offensive rebound. Right now, that's the dominant part. I think they have them for 13 rebounds already.
25-10. Driggs. Turn. One-handed hook shot, Mike. And that, that was in and out.
Yeah.
Rebound by Weberdink.
He just had to adjust it a little bit because of the size of Weberdink.
And Gertis breaking to the basket, lays it up and in, and the Blue Jays are off and running.
We're going to take their third timeout already early on in the game.
We'll take a commercial break with 7:24 to play in the first half. Well, it's all CMC right now, 27-10. You're listening to Section 3A Boys Basketball right here on Q92.
Stop in at the House of Spirits in Appleton. Check out their specials on wines, liqueurs, mixers, beer, and much more. The House of Spirits has many beer case specials. And they have one of the largest selections of wines around. The House of Spirits is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they remind you to please drink responsibly. That's the House of Spirits in Appleton. Remember, veterans get 10% off at the House of Spirits. Larry's in Ortonville and Madison isn't just your local heating experts. They are Lennox dealers. Your comfort is their passion, and they help you enjoy greater comfort and lower energy costs. Whether you need your heating system service to keep your home comfortable or need new Lennox equipment, Larry's team is there to help you make sure your air is perfect. Many local utility companies offer rebates for both new equipment and preventive maintenance. Larry's has been certified as a quality installer with many local utility companies, which means you could receive an additional rebate by choosing Larry's for your new HVAC equipment. Contact Larry's Refrigeration and Heating in Ortonville and Madison today. Air is life. Make it perfect.
Welcome back to Montevideo. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here. Timeout's over, and we're just coming out of commercial break. Weberdink with a tip-in basket, making it 29-10.
RCW out of the timeout.
Novotny.
Well, that broke up the 24-2 run, Paul.
It was 24-2 run by the Blue Jays. 29-12 now. Blue Jays with the ball on the Weberdink. And almost taken away there by Novotny, but the Blue Jays keep it back. Rimey, here's Gertis at the top of the key, going right up the middle, drops it off the Weaver.
Oh, good block.
Is that Drake with the block again?
Boy, you're going to call him on a foul. That certainly looked good from here.
I think Weaverdink was going to slam it, I think.
Yeah.
He ran the baseline.
he was in the corner. He passed it to the top or the free throw line, and he cut back door, and they did a little lob to him. He was going to slam it. Looked like Riggs got a hand on the ball, but they're going to call him for a foul.
Free throw is missed by Weberding. Second free throw by Weberding. We're going to have a substitute. RCW is number 25. Henry Hunnercook, a junior, comes into the game for the Jaguars.
Another underclassman.
Down 29-12. Weberding's free throw. It's 30-12. Weberding, he's had quite the first half. 6'7" junior. 6 minutes, 30 seconds to play in the first half. Well, it was a close game the first 6 minutes. It's been all Blue Jays after that.
Another turnover.
And another turnover by the Jaguars. That was Curtis getting a hand on it. And here's Asaka on the left wing inside. Tatius, I believe. Yeah, Tatius and Drake with another block, and he's called with a foul.
Yeah, Chase Tatius is in two for the Blue Jays, number four. That's his second foul, I think, on Driggs. Yep.
Driggs is a junior. He's 6'4". He's built a lot like Weberdink, isn't he?
Yeah.
With his long arms.
Yeah, he just has a lot to go up against.
Tatius at the free throw line. His free throw's good. Number 24, Landon.
Les Rolos has 6 feet, but he looks bigger than that. Tatius is 6'4", and Weberdink's 6'7", so it's literally a tall order to play defense against.
Second free throw by Tatius is also good. He's got 4 points in the first half for the Blue Jays. Ramirez. Jaguars are down 32-12 now. Clausen with the ball. Puts up a three, and that's off the back iron. Weberdink with another rebound. Leads Gurdes on a fast break, and Gurdes will hold it up. No, he'll try to force it inside. Does. Now Weberdink in the corner. Here's a three-pointer by Chase Tatius. No good. Rebound by Ramirez. Ramirez is going to go all the way to the hoop.
Throws
it up and doesn't make it, but he's going to the line.
Well, the ball is just rolling in and out for the Jaguars.
Ramirez. His first name, Humberto?
Humberto Ramirez.
5'9", sophomore at the line.
Boy, the bottom bowl is filled. I love to see that.
Yep.
Student sections, they're loud.
Ramirez's free throw is good. That's his first point.
Yet the Jaguars are all in black, and the Blue Jay fans, it looks like they're ready to redo Highway 212 with construction work.
Second free throw, good, yep. A lot of neon over there with hard hats. Blue Jay fans, or the Jaguar fans. 32-14 is your score. Coming up on 5 minutes to play in the first half. And the Blue Jays, a rare turnover there, Bart.
Well, yeah, the Blue Jays had turnovers on two of their first three possessions, and they haven't had one since until right now.
Ramirez in the paint. Turnaround fadeaway jumper. Good by Humberto Ramirez.
Yeah, he did a nice little backspin on the dribble. Nice little floater. Good touch.
Curtis being guarded by Ramirez. Now in the Asaki in the corner for three. He missed it. And we got a rebound going for the foul going for the rebound.
Yeah, Carson Fitzner is in. Another freshman, 5'8", had the rebound. And Chase Tate just whacked him across the head trying to get a steal.
What did the Jaguars start? What, two sophomores, a freshman, and
two juniors. They bring in a sophomore, and a freshman off the bench.
Jaguars going to walk the ball up the floor. 4:55 to play. Ramirez across midcourt being guarded by Asaki. We got number 15 in.
Turnover.
And a quick pass, alley-oop, boom! And he slams it through.
They got that up in the hurry to Caleb Asaki, and he just lobbed it up for Asher Weberdink. Wow.
Weberdink slammed that one, and the shot clock's still working. And now another steal. Patriots and the Blue Jays are on fire right now. Here's Weberdink, and he slipped and fell down, lost the ball. Ramirez picks it up. Fast break for RCW. Number 15, that's Fitzner. And scoring there was number 13, Drake. Okay.
Yep.
34-18. Curtis. Asaki for three from the corner. Partially blocked. Last touch by Roloff.
Good block by Braden Clausen.
34-18, Central Minnesota Christian. They're the number two-ranked state team in the state Class A. Just one loss on the season. Ramirez, three-pointer, jump.
In and out. I think it's his basketball.
It is. We got a good look at it. You can see how far the ball's going in the basket, but it pops out.
They're defying gravity. They're coming backwards out of the basket.
Saki wide open for a three. He rattled that one in and out. Rebound there by Drake. 34-18, Blue Jays. Blue Jays, they have quite the team. Jaguars passing the ball. Drake's on the baseline.
You need to get more cutters. The middle's wide open.
Here's a left hand.
Wow.
Hook shot by number three, Clausen.
Wow. He dribbled to his left and put it up with his left. Kind of a layup floater, I guess you'd call it.
Good first points for Clausen. 34-20, a 14-point lead for the Blue Jays. Tatius in the paint, put up a quick shot, and number 24, Landon Tatius scores.
Yeah, nobody came out on him. He had about an eight-footer. He just did a jump shot from there and made it.
Coming up is Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. We'll talk about, there's a Novotny for three. That's off the back iron. Weberdink with a rebound. He's off and running. Boy, when he grabs that ball, he's sprinting down the floor.
Yep, they do not walk it up.
Wide open is Tatius for three!
I don't know how you stop that, Paul. They had to sag down to prevent the defensive cutters from, or offensive cutters.
Now the Jaguars lost the ball. No, they're going to keep it on their side.
Okay.
39-20.
Chase Tatius checking back in for the Blue Jays. Giving Caleb Basaki a nice breather.
Well, we got a crowd here in Montevideo right now. Wabasso fans are coming in.
Yep, almost a full house.
Here's Ramirez, top of the key, three, missed it. Rebounded by guess who? Weberdink.
Sure, Weberdink.
And Weberdink goes going right up and in.
You almost expect him to dunk it every time, Paul.
He faked us out. I thought he was going in with a one-handed dunk. And
when he does a regular layup, it's almost a letdown.
41-20. What a basketball player, Asher Weberding.
Oh,
and now Tatius steals the ball. We got the ball on the floor.
What a scrum. Here's
a slam dunk. Weberding.
Well, you knew that one he was going to dunk.
He's putting on a show, folks. Asher Weberding.
He is.
21 points with a half a dozen slam dunks. And shot up, no good. Weberding picked up the loose ball. Oh, down low is scoring is Roloff. And Schoenercook has seen enough. He's calling a timeout with 1:17 to go.
Landon Tatius is hobbling off the court.
The full timeout?
I don't know.
Well, let's keep it right here with 1:17 to play in the first half. We'll keep it right here. Up next, after this game, we'll get another half of play here. But I'm really looking forward to Dawson Boyd and Wabasso, Bart. How about you?
Yeah, absolutely. They're both high flying teams. They get the ball up in the court in a hurry, and so it should be a wildly entertaining game. That's what we hope for, anyway. Well, I got to remark, you know, you said the same thing too. RCW came out there at 8-5, hit a three pointer, got fouled on a three point shot, made those free throws, had no turnovers. The Blue Jays had a couple of turnovers, weren't looking especially good, and all of a sudden it's just like the light bulb went on, and man, they just suffocated the Jaguars and turned those into fast break points, started hitting from the outside, cutters to the basket, and all of a sudden then it's a 38-12 run. They're just dominating.
Yeah. And the Blue Jays with the timeout, 45-20. The score here, there's the Section 3A Boys Basketball North Semifinals. Winner of this game will take on the winner of Wabasso or Dawson Boyd Saturday in Marshall. Timeout's over. 1:17 to play here in the first half. The Jaguars will bring the ball the full length of the court. No pressure by the Blue Jays. Ramirez now crossing half court on the Montevideo M logo. Drake, he's been quiet lately. He had 29 points on Saturday and a foul on Central Minnesota Christian's number four,
Chase Tatius. I think that's his second. That's the seventh team foul. I guess if they've done something wrong, that would be it. They don't usually get those fouls on ball like they've gotten a couple of calls, and I'm sure Ted will address that at halftime.
Ramirez back at the free throw line for RCW, and his free throw is good. Gives him 5 points, 45-21. You know, we're a second free throw here. We'll get Ramirez's free throw. On its way, nothing but net. Six for Ramirez. We're commenting, driving over here, Bart. How many basketball teams next year? They're playing a lot of young players, good young players coming up on all the teams.
You name the team, Prinsburg, RCW, Dawson, Canby, Lackparl. They have a lot of talent coming back. It's going to be a dogfight.
Yeah, next year. Roloff's down low, left-hand shot. Drakes kind of blocked it out of bounds, and now Blue Jays will get the ball underneath their own basket with 44 seconds to play.
Yeah, they get to the rim a lot, the Blue Jays do, and it makes it really tough. And then they got some tall guys that can rebound.
Blue Jays inbounding the ball. They get it in the corner. Guess who? Wide open, a three-pointer on its way, no good. That was Rimes. He gets the ball back, lobs it into Weberdink. Triple team, and taking the ball right out of his Weberding's hands was Braden Clausen.
A rare turnover by the Blue Jays, just number four in the game.
Novotny. Boy, he handles the ball well for a freshman.
You have to.
Ramirez, look at that, between the legs dribble.
Nice
Ramirez, turn around, block by Roloff. Fast break, Weberding.
Weberding, nice box
up and missed it. Gets his own rebound, puts it up and in. He didn't quit.
No.
Weberdink again.
They were trying to do an alley-oop, but
half-court shot at the buzzer. Just about made it, Ramirez. But he does not. 47-22 at the half. We'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with Monica's Apparel Accessories halftime report right after this.
Are you looking for top-notch health care services with a personal touch? Look no further than Madison Healthcare Services, this area's trusted partner in health. At Madison Healthcare Services, their primary care clinic is dedicated to keeping you and your family in the best of health. Their experienced staff of providers is here to deliver comprehensive care tailored just for you. Need specialized care? They've got you covered. Their specialty providers offer expert consultations and treatments to address your unique health needs. And for those who prefer the comfort of home, their home care service brings quality health care to your doorstep because they believe everyone deserves the highest level of care wherever they are. If you or your loved one is considering assisted living or long-term care, Madison Healthcare Services is the place to be. Their state-of-the-art facilities are designed with your comfort and well-being in mind. Madison Healthcare Services, where your health is their priority. For information or to schedule your appointment, call 320-598-7551. Madison.
By Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Cooperative is proud to sponsor Minnesota high school tournaments on Q92. The team at Asira knows it takes hard work and dedication to win any game. That's why they work hard to keep members updated, offering local commitment and global solutions. Good luck to all the student athletes.
I can go pretty far in my new truck, but I didn't have to go far to pick up my new truck loan. My credit union is local, so instead of a lot of fast talk, I got a loan that's just as fast as my truck. If you need to pick up a truck loan, stop by and talk to my credit union.
Greater Community Credit Union, a better way to bank. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at greaterccu.com.
When you're a farmer, water can be a blessing or a curse. Expected rain? Good. Water in your engines? Bad. What do I trust to fuel my equipment? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel that keeps contaminants from clogging filters, ruining fuel injectors, and tanking fuel efficiency better than any formula that's come before. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Available at Lackparl Co-op, located in Madison and Dawson. Let us be your partner in agriculture.
Time for the halftime report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Monica, Easter's coming up. Can people hop on over to Monica's?
They sure can, Paul Ramel.
I love that when they hop on into Monica's and look for some spring fashions, because Monica is getting all these new dresses and tops and capris and crop pants and jeans and just you name it, I got it. Sandals, sun and the fun, swimsuit cover-ups. I have it all in my vacation room. My shoe room is full of sandals and sun and fun. Shop Monica's in Awesome Dawson, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report here in Montevideo. Paul Ramo and Bart Hill here for Section 3A Boys Basketball. One of my favorite times of the year, section basketball tournaments, Bart.
Yeah, it really is exciting. Like I said, the place is almost all full now. I'd say about 80% capacity, and the lower bowl is full and got a lot of excited students yelling, and I give the Jaguar student body credit for continuing to stay in the game, even though it doesn't look like there is a game anymore.
Yeah. 47-22 is your score. It didn't start out that way. Give the Jaguars credit for as young as team they are. They were leading at one point, I believe, what, 10 to...
They were leading 8-5, yeah. Probably about 2.5-3 minutes into the game. So a sluggish start by the Blue Jays, and then,
well,
like
they,
I said...
You said they turned the ball over.
Yep, they had a couple turnovers, and then all of a sudden, and RCW had zero turnovers, and that all changed, you know, I have the Jaguars unofficially for 12 turnovers, and some of them are just unforced turnovers, and you don't like to see that. But it's just an offensive machine defensively and offensively for the Blue Jays, and it's just really hard to match up with them.
I think you said it right. Central Minnesota Christian's defense is smothering.
Yes, it is.
I don't know what the word to use is, but it's...
Smothering, suffocating.
Suffocating, that's the word.
It just really is, because they just play that matchup, man-to-man, zone defense. They take whoever's in their area, and they double-team the ball handler. They want you to go by the sidelines, and there's no place to go after that. And early on, RCW was keeping the ball up front and passing around the perimeter, getting some cutters. They've stopped doing that, mostly because of the pressure that's put on them.
Let's go through the scoring for RCW. Four players have scored. Braden Claussen with 2 points. Humberto Ramirez with six. He has four of his 6 points from the free throw line. Your leading scorers, Grant Novotny, a ninth grader, with seven. Jonathan Driggs with 7 points for the Jaguars. For Central Minnesota Christian, Caleb Asaki with 5 points. Landon Tachis with nine. Eli Gertis with four. Logan Roloff with six, and your leading scorer. What a first half for Asher Weberding. 23 points, and he did throw in a three-pointer, the big guy he did.
And he's had a dunk, and so, yeah, he's just phenomenal. And I have him unofficially for 10 rebounds and a block shot as well. You know, him and Logan Roloff, what a great 1-2 punch they are, because Logan Roloff plays taller than what he is. He's just a really good athlete. And between the two of them, I have him unofficially for 17 rebounds, three block shots. And they're both scoring and assisting. It's just really fun to watch.
Yep. Do you have other scores there up?
I do. So in the south half of the game that's going on right now, we got Hills Beaver Creek is leading Edgerton 37-20. And then we've got a couple of double-A scores. Morris Area is up on New London Spicer at halftime, 37-21.
Where's that game playing?
That game is at Wilmer.
Wilmer, okay.
And then down in Windham, Montevideo has a 13-point lead, 42-29 over Laverne. So there's a lot of basketball going on in Class 3A and 3AA tonight.
That's right. Now all the winners tonight will move to Marshall at SMSU, one of my favorite places to broadcast from. And I think there's four games there,
yeah,
Saturday.
Yeah, there's two AA games and two Class A games. And, you know, we call the first day Super Saturday. I don't know what you call that day, because now you mix in the AA teams, and it's just a great atmosphere and a great day of basketball.
That's right. Thursday, we have on Q92, we have the Section 3A Girls Championship game. Hills Beaver Creek taking on Central Minnesota Christian, two number one seeds. We'll face each other for the right to go to the state girls basketball tournament.
Yeah, that is going to be a battle as well. Just a lot of good basketball teams in the area this year.
All right. Both teams have come back on the floor. We've got about 3 minutes here before the start of the second half. So we'll take a commercial break. Hey, you want to tune in this Friday for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bobbin. Monica will be in the studio, 9:15. Make sure you listen.
I love listening to that show. I love how Monica gets you you and Maynard involved in her fashion.
We're fashionistas.
You are fashionistas. And I actually learned a thing or two by listening
to
Monica.
There you go. I've learned a lot from Monica about fashion. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Blue Jays leading 47-22 at the half.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
When in Ghent, stop by KB's Bar and Grill for some fantastic food. Lunch specials daily. And you got to have the KB Burger, the best around. KB's Bar and Grill also has dinner specials and drink specials. The kitchen is open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 9:30, and Friday and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. So stop on down after the game. That's KB's Bar and Grill in Ghent.
At CCM Health, we're more than a hospital. We are a community of caregivers, from our surgeons, physicians, and nurses to any employee you may see when visiting us. We are working together to provide the absolute best care so you can focus on what really matters. From annual checkups and wellness visits to diagnosis, specialized treatment, and recovery, your health is our number one priority. At CCM Health, our goal is to keep you healthy, happy, and ready for the next stage. CCM Health. Live your life.
Gisselson Ace Hardware in Mineota is a fourth-generation hardware store. This store has seen a lot of items over the years, from international tractors and, of course, many hardware items. Men can shop for tools while women shop for gifts and decor and meet in the middle at the checkout counter. Now that is the way to shop. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 7:30 to 4. They are located right along Highway 68 in beautiful Mineota, Minnesota.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
See the Klein Insurance Agency located in the old National Bank building downtown Madison. Call them at 320-598-3979.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here in Montevideo. What are they playing on the music on the PA?
Sounds like some kind of Star Wars or something. I don't know.
You know, we came in there playing YMCA.
Your favorite, I heard.
Not my favorite song.
After Jamie Thompson said, the announcer said he's going to play this for Paul. It's his favorite song.
He knows me, I guess. All right, here we go. Second half on the way. The Jaguars have their work cut out for them if they want their season to continue. Down 47-22.
Nice.
Ramirez drives to the basket right off the bat for RCW, and he's fouled.
Yeah, that time they set a little screen, a little give and go, gave it to Ramirez. He went around, got an open shot. They're going to call, I think, Asaki for a foul on the wrist. Wasn't a lot of contact, but...
Humberto Ramirez, free throw, good.
And you said, I think, four of his points in the first half were on free throws.
Yep.
So now five out of the seven.
Second free throw by number five, Ramirez, on its way, and it is bounced up the rim. No good. Driggs with the rebound, pushes it out to Ramirez. Novotny, all the way across court, dangerous pass. But Claussen keeps it. Ramirez, with a Blue Jays go man-to-man, though?
They play man-to-man. It's just like a matchup zone man-to-man defense.
Novotny attempted a long three, no good. Here's Tatis on the baseline, drives to the basket.
Oh, Drake's block.
Got a piece out of it. Weaver.
Another block.
Here's Asaki for three. Oh, no, it won't go.
Drake's with a rebound.
And the Jaguars have the ball.
I've got him for five blocks tonight. Oh,
I believe that.
Maybe even six.
Claussen in the paint, kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer by Wilson. Ben Wilson scores his first point of the game for Renville County West. A three-pointer. Asaki all the time in the world. Hits a three, Caleb Asaki.
Yeah. He's got a lot of weapons.
There was nobody around him. He just said, nobody guard me, I'm going to shoot.
Well, you go out in the perimeter, and then they get it down low, and
Novotny's wide open for a three, and he missed that one off the rim. Off and running, Gertis, Asaki on the baseline, back out to Gertis. 50-26, Weberding. Goes in the paint, Roloff. 50-26, Blue Jays. Gertis in the paint with a jumper.
He took a screen on the left wing, right wing, went all the way to the free throw line. Nice little jumper.
Just underway here in the second half. It's 52-26 Blue Jays, if you're just tuning in. Section 3A boys basketball. Jaguars have a record of 18-7. And now they lost the ball. Asaki lobs it to Tatius, and he took an extra.
I thought he traveled.
I did too.
Looks like he was going to try to dunk it. He took an extra step, in my opinion.
And he did, and he laid it up and in for a basket. 11 points for Landon Tatius. Yeah, you and me saw the same thing. Novotny down. Nice pass down low. Blocked from behind by Tatius. Ben Wilson broke to the basket.
Well, now you see what they're trying to do, Paul. They're sending some screens around the perimeter, and then they're cutting back door. And they've gotten to the rim three times, had a basket, and got fouled twice.
So number 23 for Renville County West, Ben Wilson, a sophomore, 6'1 sophomore. Free throws missed. Score remains 54-26 Blue Jays. The winner will play at SMSU on Saturday in Marshall. Second free throw, no good. And a couple Blue Jays fight for the rebound.
And Roloff with 7 rebounds and Weberdink with 10.
Roloff down low, fakes, goes up and scores.
He just is a really good looking athlete. He has great body control. He can shoot a shot off balance, and it looks really good.
8 points for Roloff, and it's 56-26. Here's a shot up, no good, and the Jaguars keep the ball. Here's Wilson for three. No, it won't go, and grabbing the rebound was Claussen. Ramirez downloaded Drake's. They're trying to get Drake's going back to Ramirez.
Nice.
Ramirez is opening. Weberdink with a block. And here come the Blue Jays up the floor quickly. Tatius going to go all the way to the basket, lays it up and in.
He just split the two defenders, and it'd be a good time to take a charge with both defenders. Just kind of let them go between them.
58-26 is your score. Jaguars with the possession. Drake's down low to Claussen, and he's fouled. And Claussen looks like he'll go to the line.
That was a foul on Landon Tatius. Well, he wasn't afraid. Even though he has a height mismatch, he went right after Tatius and got into the body and will shoot two.
Number three, Braden Claussen at the free throw line. Free throw's good. What happened?
Mike Asaki. Someone went to the concession stand and got ice cream down here on the bench.
Claussen's second free throw is good. 4 points for Claussen. Someone just delivered ice cream to the Central Minnesota Christian bench.
What happened just now?
Over the line.
Yeah.
So the Blue Jays turn it over, inbounding the ball.
Yeah, some of those uncharacteristic turnovers for the Blue Jays. That one, he just leaned forward when he was going to pass it in after the free throw and stepped across the line.
Jaguars inbound it down to Drake.
Nice.
It up and rolls it up and in. Drake score. That's his ninth.
That was a good cut. Baseline drive, reverse layup.
Scored 29 against McCray on Saturday. He's got 9 here tonight. Roll off down low. Missed the shot. No whistle.
He is upset.
And Weberdink with the foul.
Right, Ted Tatius was livid on that play. Now, they've called Roloff for a couple of fouls himself, and that time he drove in. Looked like he got hit right across the head. No foul, but then you got Asher Weberdink with the offensive rebound.
And Asher's at the free throw line. His team leading 58-30. Make that 59-30. That gives him his first point in the second half here.
That's the thing about Ted. It doesn't matter the score. He's going to keep coaching hard all the way. He knows that there's going to be games where the score is going to be a little closer, and he's going to need his kids.
Second free throw is good. 25 points for the junior, Asher Weberdink. thank everyone from the Central Minnesota Christian and Renville County West communities for listening on Q92 tonight. Appreciate that. Novotny in the paint. Oh, the ninth grader turn up. Oh, that was kind of a neat shot.
Yeah, it was. A little turnaround one-headed floater. You know, I give them credit. They're not backing down. They're going to try to take it to the Blue Jays if they can.
60-32. And, oh, Roloff underneath scores again. 10 points for Logan Roloff.
That was really a good pass by Eli Gertis. They double-teamed him, and he did a little spin move and got it down low to Roloff.
Ramirez, number five, to Novotny. They go down Novotny, cross court to Claussen. Claussen.
No place to go.
Has Blue Jays changed up their defense? Oh, here's a three-pointer by Novotny. It's way short. Oh, it's saved by Driggs, and it's put up and in by Claussen.
Driggs with five rebounds and five blocks tonight. No, they stay in that. It's like a matchup zone defense. They're really good at it.
Down low to Roloff in the paint. Back out. Gertis for three. Rolls around the rim. No good. And Claussen has the ball for RCW. Up the floor with Ramirez. 62-34, Central Minnesota Christian.
Now they're going more of a traditional man-to-man defense.
Claussen drives to the basket. He's fouled by Roloff.
That's number three.
12 minutes, 31 seconds to play in the game.
You know, I'm not saying the officials do this. I know that sometimes in a game when it's a little bit of a blowout, the officials might give the benefit of the doubt to the team that's not ahead.
Yeah.
Some of those look like, you know, they're pretty good defense by the Blue Jays, but they're getting called for some fouls. And
free throw's good by Claussen. Okay, I know he's not dressed and he's injured, but I can't get my eyes off the bench.
Micah
Hasaki for Central Minnesota. Someone delivered ice cream to him on the bench.
He was a stone cold shooter when he was playing. Now he's a stone cold ice cream eater.
There, very good, Bart. Yeah, they sell stone cold ice cream here.
I don't know if his coach would be happy about that or not, but it does look delicious.
He's kind of trying to hide it.
Yeah, it does look really good, though.
It does. I'm going to get some between games.
I had one on the way home Saturday. It was delicious.
Blue Jays with the ball down to Tatius. Tatius, a one-hand shot, no good. We got a whistle and a foul on RCW. It might be on Drake.
Yeah, that is. I think that's number three, maybe four. Four on Drake.
Central Minnesota Christian, 62. Renville County West, 35. 12-14 to go in the game. Up next, Dawson Boyd and Wabasso as Tatius shoots a free throw, and it's good. I got him for 14.
Yeah, we got a lot of scorers. Well, I think Weberdink averages about 23, 24 a game, and then they have a lot of guys between 10 and 14. So,
second free throw by Tatius is good. 15 for Tatius, 25 for Weberdink, and 10 for Roloff. 64-35, Blue Jays. Ramirez, behind the back dribble. Now Claussen, number three, outside. Got a knee brace on, Claussen does.
Yeah.
Here's Hebring, number 33 into the game. Over to Claussen. Claussen drives to the paint.
Ooh.
And a big swat and a big block by Weberding.
Yeah.
Tate's just going to go all the way to the basket.
It's hard if you're a little bush to grow in the land of trees, Paul. So. And Weberdink is just waiting back. Said, go ahead, come at me.
Landon Tatius was 17. Almost said Ted Tatius was 17. the coach would be happy about that.
Yeah.
Sure he'd like to play. And the turnover by the Jaguars. A fast break to Roloff and a left-hand layup and scores.
That's another thing they do really well. If you're on the backside and you get a steal, the backside guy just flies down the court. And they get a lot of easy fast break points.
And they run the floor fast.
They do.
They get down the floor. Ramirez tried to bank it off on a layup. No good. Here we go. Here's that fast break. As I mentioned, Roloff is fouled.
And they go right to the basket, any of those fast breaks. You know, you see some people, they hang out or they bring it up slowly and they try to get threes. The Blue Jays are all about attacking the basketball.
Yep.
And if they get stopped, then they might look to kick it back out. But they just attack, attack, attack.
Logan Roloff with 12 points. His free throw is good. A lot of free throws here in the second half for the Blue Jays.
Riggs is going to check back in. He has four fouls, but at this point in the game, with 11 minutes to go, there's really no sense saving him for anything.
The Jaguars play any seniors, or they got three seniors on the squad.
Yeah.
Free throws hit the front rim, and the Blue Jays keep the possession.
No, unless maybe it's the end of the game or something. They typically don't. So
inside, roll off in the paint. He's fouled by Novotny.
Yeah. Oh, they could have called it on two different guys.
Novotny. Yep.
That was a good call. He hit him pretty hard right across the mouth.
Well, there's a lot of people here right now.
There is.
Fun to watch. Inbound pass in the Gertis with a quick shot in close range, and he missed it. Rebounded by number 25, Hunter Cook, 69-35. Blue Jays on defense here. Novotny will put up a long jump shot, and it's good.
Yeah.
Grant Novotny for two.
He's got really good basketball dribbling skills for a freshman.
Blue Jays passing the ball around. Now they go to Weberdink down on the baseline. Kicks it out, top of the key. And this is Rimey. No good. Good box out there by Driggs for RCW to grab the rebound.
Six rebounds, five block shots for Driggs.
Blue Jays average 85 points a game, and they give up 45.
They're right on mark then.
Novotny fadeaway shot. No good. Ball's tipped out. Loose ball and picked up. Roloff's going all the way to the basket, and he lays it up. No good. He's fouled.
Yeah, if you can get a rebound yourself, Paul, underneath the basket, and go all the way down the court and put up a shot right at the rim, that's hustle.
Yeah. 9 minutes, 50 seconds to play in this Section 3A North semifinal game. Got substitutes coming in. Hages is out. Asaki back in for the Blue Jays. 69-37. And at the free throw line, Central Minnesota Christian's Logan Roloff.
Hills Beaver Creek has an 18-point lead left with about 7 minutes to go, Paul.
How's Montevideo doing?
And we got Montevideo's got, it's a 5-point game down in Windham.
Ooh.
Now it's a 3-point game, 49-46.
Oh, my coach is on the coaching staff there.
Morris has got a 30-point lead with about 9 minutes to go. That looks like a comfortable lead.
Montevideo in trouble there.
Yeah.
Does it say how much time left or not?
There is 11 minutes yet, okay. A lot of time.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here in Montevideo, 69-37. Weberdink, top of the key, three. He does it all. Asher Weberdink for three, 28 points for the junior.
Wow. Well, I think we know who our player of the game is.
72-37, Blue Jays.
No.
RCW, they just... Ramirez for a long three. No!
Oh.
Hit that one from way out.
He laughed at Roloff. They just kind of chuckled together.
He's still got a smile on his face. Weberdink on the corner out the Rimes.
That'll prevent the running time. This has to be 35 points, and it's 32 right now.
Asaki for three off the rim. No good. And they're fighting for the rebound. Guess who gets it? Weberdink, and he puts it up and in for his 30th point.
Well, with 12 boards at least. I'm sure I missed some. And three block shots.
Down low. Block by Weberdink. Put that on your scorecard there. Another big block by Weberdink.
Make that four block shots.
Eight. What's the rule for running clock?
35 points in the last 9 minutes. So right now it's at 34. So.
Roloff coming out of the game with 13. RCW inbounds the ball to Ramirez. At the free throw line.
Oh, travel?
Travel. No whistle. Yeah.
It's like the NBA.
Referee's letting them play. Yeah. Ramirez, though, he's going against Weberdink. He didn't say that was a good matchup there.
He just stopped when he saw what was ahead of him.
Shot clock to four, to three, and they throw it out of bounds.
Well, if the Blue Jays score here, that will start the running time. And it will only stop then with a timeout.
74-40. Blue Central Minnesota Christian, ranked number 2 in Class A. Weberding, Rimey, all the way across the Saki into Tatius. Back out. Here's Weberding in the baseline. Tatius in the paint, turns, uses the left hand, missed the shot. Weberding with the rebound, pushes it out to Asaki for three. That's how you do it, huh?
That's how you do it. Get the rebound. If you're not open, kick it to a shooter. Nothing but net. 37-point lead, and that will...
Third three-pointer for Asaki. What did you say? I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that will start the running clock now.
Ramirez with a jump shot way short. Picked up by RCW. Now Claussen. Back out to number 23, Wilson. Shot up, no good. Weberdink with another rebound. 7:23 to play in the basketball game here in Montevideo tonight. They go down the downloaded Tatius. Tatius shoots and scores.
Ted's going to take a timeout here and try to get in some subs.
And we'll take a quick commercial break with 7:07 to play. Blue Jays lead 79-40. We'll be right back.
Time to head to MB Golf Cars in Hendricks, Minnesota. MB is your authorized club car distributor and one-stop shop for all your golf car needs. MB offers cars for the golf course, campground, and lake home or around the farm. MB has countless options for custom seats, wheels, and accessories specializing in rebuilt custom cars and new club car personal cars like the Onward. If you can imagine it, they can help you build it. They also offer rental cars for your special event and on-the-spot financing. Call 507-275-3564 or check them out on the web at nbgolfcars.com and like them on Facebook. Be sure to give them a call or make a visit to one of their three locations in Hendricks, Minnesota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Des Moines, Iowa.
81-42 Blue Jays lead with 6:20 to go. We got running clock now, running time. Clock will not stop.
Both teams are getting some substitutes in. Yeah, they called a timeout, but he didn't actually take the full timeout. He just said, I want to get some subs in, and that's what they're doing now.
Asaki comes out. Asaki hugs his brother Micah with the ice cream.
That Alexander Reyes is in. Carson Fitzner is in for the Blue Jays.
Here's a jump shot by number 12 for the Blue Jays. No good. That's Sam Curtis.
Yeah, Cole Gullickson in for the Blue Jays now as well.
81-42 is your score. Running clock, 5:40 to play.
A whole new crew here.
Blue Jays,
for both teams.
RCW loses the ball to the Blue Jays.
Got a couple guys that have saw the court in the main part of the game, but they don't have a very deep bench.
DeGroote with the basketball. How about Central Minnesota Christian? The girls will play for the section championship game on Thursday. Blue Jays are going back to Marshall. So the Prinsburg fans, here's a Rimey for three. Yeah. Good. His first point of the game.
Yeah. Well, he's had a lot of attempts, so he finally made one. Yeah, you got Hills Beaver Creek and Central Minnesota Christian School. Both boys and girls teams were the number one team in the section. That's crazy.
Yep. 4:48 to play. Blue Jays, so the Jaguars throw it up. That was 31. Galvez,
yeah,
Carlos.
Had a nice play, just a little bit short. He tried to do a reverse, I don't know what you'd call it, layup hook shot.
DeGroote down to Curtis. Sam Curtis, number 12, kicks it back out to Rimey.
Wow, look at that ball movement.
Here's number 10. And you hear the band for Wabasco warming up.
Which is strange because the game's still going.
Yeah, I'm going, why's the band playing?
They're practicing their tubas and trumpets. And
Blue Jays shoot the ball, and it goes in by number 31, Blake Hunt.
Well, that ignited the crowd, so he must not get a lot of playing time because when he scored, a lot of people were cheering for him.
Blake Hunt, 6'3 sophomore with a basket. Fan favorite.
Yeah, he certainly was. And that's a cool thing. I know the game is out of hand now and RCW doesn't have a chance to win, but there's other kids that are getting a chance to see the court and play in front of a very big crowd.
Huge crowd here in Montevideo right now. And we got a whistle. Clock will not stop. Yeah, so Central Minnesota Christian fans will be making a couple trips to Marshall this week.
Yeah, they're going to know that path very well.
Blue Jays inbound the ball. 3:20 to play. 86-42. Here's a three-pointer by number four of the Blue Jays. That's Chase Tatius.
Rebound by Jackson Rimey. He's been very active. Or excuse me, not Jackson Rimey. That was Blake
Rimey Punk. With a three, and that's from the baseline. No good. And now a whistle.
Here they called it on either 35 or 43, but
Chase Tatius is just a ninth grader.
43, that foul was on Cody Feldman.
Coming up about in about 20 minutes after this game, we're going to have Dawson, Boyd, and Wabasso. Call a friend, text a friend, because you want to turn to 92.1 FM, because it's going to be a game.
The Blackjacks and the Rabbits. There's got to be a lot of running in that game, right, Paul?
Well, a jackrabbit's bigger than a rabbit, so.
There you go. They look fiercer, too, in the mascot world.
Blue Jays with the possession. Rimey on the baseline. Over to number 10, and down on number 12, Sam Curtis with his first basket for the Blue Jays.
We're going to do another substitute timeout here. So
there might be some of the seniors here.
RCW is cleaning their bench now.
41, no, ninth grader, 55.
They only have three seniors listed,
yeah.
And all three were in the game.
Now it looks like we got some younger guys even coming in.
Yeah.
For the Blue Jays, Dylan Meyer, a ninth grader. Got all ninth graders on the floor, I think.
I was going to remark, it was nice to see DeGroote come off the bench for the Blue Jays. He hurt his knee as it come out of the game on Saturday, and they didn't know what his status was.
Yeah. RCW is number 15. Carson Fitzner puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by the Blue Jays with a minute 40 to play. We'll have a Neon Needles post-game show coming up shortly. We'll name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game. And we also, a shot put up there by number 13, Carson Lundeen.
Nice steal. There's DeGroote right there.
DeGroote puts it up, and he missed the shot, but he's going to go to the line.
He's got his left leg in a wrap. It's got to be a little concerned if I was a parent, knowing that he came out of the game on Saturday. But
and so Blue Jays at the free throw line, and that's DeGroote, and his free throw's missed as the clock continues to run, coming up on 1 minute to play here in this semifinal game of Section 3A boys. And DeGroote's second free throw is good. I think that's his first point.
Yeah.
89-42. RCW. Well, they put up 18 wins this year, Bart.
Yeah. Nice floater by Landry Hagan, just in and out.
And here's Sweeters with the ball for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, it'll be the second year in a row that the Jaguars have an 18-8 record, but this was just, to me, way more impressive with what they had coming back and the youth that they have playing. No seniors in the lineup.
Sweeters puts up a left-handed shot. That won't go with 18 seconds to go in the ballgame. Here's a long three-pointer by number 15 of the Jaguars, Carson Fitzner.
That was a long shot. He's got to be pretty high. And he gets a steal.
And he gets a steal with 4 seconds to go, and that's going to be your ballgame.
Yep.
The Blue Jays win it 89-45. And end RCW season, and the Jaguars just picked up their 27th win of the season as they head to Marshall on Saturday to play the winner of Dawson, Boyd, or Wabasso. Both teams shaking hands. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Bellingham Farmers Elevator is a full-service cooperative with agronomy, grain, feed, and petroleum. Contact Bellingham Farmers Co-op at 320-568-2216 for more details about their feed mill in Bellingham. Ask about custom blends and delivery. Visit bellinghamfarmerscoop.com.
For all your building needs at your home-owned independent lumberyard, Sather Building Supply. They're located at 236 North 3rd Street, just off of Highway 212 in Dawson. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sather Building Supply. All your building needs. Located 236 North 3rd Street, Dawson, Minnesota. You can call 320-769-4481. That's 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, where they appreciate your business.
Hi, this is Doug Breberg at Larson Tiling in Dawson. Here at Larson Tiling, we appreciate your business. We aren't looking to do all of the tiling in the area, just the people that want a quality job well done and guaranteed. I'm not going to lie to you. You probably can find someone to do your tiling job cheaper. If that's all you're looking for is a cheap price, then go somewhere else. Or do you want a quality job with value? Or a system that'll last a lifetime? Someone that's going to be here for years to come. When you make important decisions in your life, you only look at the price? Probably not. You look for the best quality, the most value. So if you're just looking for a cheap tiling job, you'll get what you pay for. And we are not your contract. Quality comes with a price. With that being said, we will give you the best price we can. Give us a call, 320-769-2596. And remember, good days give you happiness, bad days give you experience. God bless the USA.
Pick up some of your favorite Dairy Queen treats at the Dawson Dairy Queen, like chicken strip basket. How about the $7 meal deals? Cones, sundaes, royal treats. Are you celebrating a birthday? Pick up a DQ birthday cake. Happiness however you want it. Dawson Dairy Queen is open 10:30 to 10 every day. If you are looking for clean, sanitary, portable restroom facilities in southwest Minnesota, look no further than CleanSite LLC Montevideo. CleanSite offers a full line of mobile and portable restrooms, from basic one-stall units to mobile trailers with multiple facilities. Whatever your needs are, CleanSite has the perfect solution. If you have large events like corporate events, family reunions, weddings, CleanSite is there for you. Call Dustin at 320-894-7160 today. That's CleanSite Portable Restrooms in Montevideo. Check out their website at CleanSiteLLC.com. Heather Floral and Greenhouse proudly serves Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison areas. We are committed to offering only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is friendly and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our professional staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That is why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Let Heather Floral and Greenhouse be your first choice for flowers. That's Heather Floral and Greenhouse in Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here in Montevideo, Section 3A boys basketball. Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays, they're moving on. They defeated Renville County West 89-45, and so the Blue Jays will play for the Section 3A North Championship Saturday in Marshall at 6 o'clock against the winner of Dawson Boyd and Wabasso, coming up here shortly. Bart, your thoughts on the game?
Well, it was just another outstanding performance by the Blue Jays of Central Minnesota Christian School. You know, they have three really, really good players in Logan Roloff, Asher Weberdink, and Caleb Asaki. Roloff and Weberdink dominate the boards. They're also really good passing. They get up and down on the fast break. They can hit inside, outside. They really have no flaws. It's a lot of fun. If you're a purist, just love watching basketball, the Blue Jays put on a good show.
All right, quickly going through the scoring for the Jaguars. They end their season 18-8. Braden Clausen, the 7 points. Novotny, the freshman, led in scoring with 11. Driggs was held to 9 points when he had 29 on Saturday against McRae. Ben Wilson with 5. Humberto Ramirez with 10. And Fitzner with a 3-pointer. For Central Minnesota Christian, a lot of players in double figures. We got Blake Punts with 2, Caleb Asaki with 13. He had 3 three-pointers in the game. Landon Tatius with 19 points. Eli Gertis with 6, Rimey with a 3-pointer, Roloff with a 13 points, and Asher Weberdink.
He's here.
Oh, he's here. Asher Weberdink.
Let's get you hooked up.
Yeah, Asher Weberdink with a...
Hey, I'll give him these right away until we get the other one up.
Okay.
Hold the interview. Nice job.
Sit down. Yeah, I got Asher Weberdink. We're just talking about you, Asher. We're just talking about you. You had 30 points tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. Talk about the game here.
You know, it was a fun game. You know, we prepared for them. You know, they're a really good team. You know, they can fill it up from pretty much every spot. So we had to be on point there. You know, we just came out and executed and ended up with a win.
Yeah, the... It was a battle. That Driggs guarding you off most of the game, wasn't he?
Yeah, for sure.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
The first 6-7 minutes, boy, you guys had 3 turnovers and the Jaguars had the lead there.
Yeah, that was a little scary at first. You know, we were kind of shaky at first, but, you know, turned things around, stayed confident, and stuck it out. So.
Well, the thing I'm most impressed with is your guys' defense, because a lot of times that creates your offense going down on the fast breaks. And it was pretty fun to watch. So we have to say that we were a little disappointed one time. He went in for a layup, not the flush. So I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I was anticipating a major slam dunk, and you just laid it up there. And Bart and I got really disappointed.
Yeah.
You like them slam dunks? You had, what, 3 or 4 of them tonight?
Yeah, I like them, yeah. They're fun.
You practice that in practice?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Your teammates lob it up?
Oh, yeah, yep, for sure, yeah.
Who gave them the lobs today, remember?
Well, Caleb had the one down there after Caleb. The rebound, so, yeah. You just can't do it in warm-ups.
Talk about your teammates. Landon Tatius had 19 tonight.
Landon, he's for a freshman, you know, he's going to be really good when he's older, you know. 17 as a freshman, that's pretty good. You know, he can fill it up for pretty much anywhere, post, he can shoot. You know, he's really solid.
And Logan had 13 for you, as did Caleb Asaki.
Yeah, Logan, you know, he's a senior, and Caleb, sophomore, you know, they can fill it up pretty much anywhere. They're just great teammates. They both swing the ball and have really good energy, and I just love playing with them. They're great teammates.
Are you excited to play for the North Championship Saturday?
Sure, yeah, for sure, yeah.
You like playing at the Ari facility in Marshall?
Yeah, it's like one of my favorite places to play.
It's my favorite place to broadcast from.
Yeah, we get right down on the floor then. Yep. We like it.
All right, congratulations, Asher, on an outstanding game. 30 points. How many rebounds did you say?
Well, I had them unofficially for 14, but I'm sure I missed some. But
yeah, kind of got physical.
And 4 blocks.
Yeah, he got physical, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
So he said he didn't bring a large for you, but we still can take a picture, and then he can bring a large Saturday. He said, well, maybe you'll want a medium. I go, that'll go down like his belly button.
Thanks a lot, Asher.
Thank you.
Hold the shirt up there, and we'll take a picture there, Asher Weberdink. Is the Nia Needles Subway Player of the Game. Thanks, Asher. Appreciate it. I'll give you a large shirt on Saturday. All right.
Yep. And he's also
nice,
part
nice
of the Wall Auto Wash Play of the Game.
Okay.
Logan Roloff got the rebound. He kicked it up to Asaki, and Asher Weberdink flew down the court, and he did a little underhand alley-oop to him, and he flushed it. Pretty impressive.
All right. That'll wrap up this game here. So the Blue Jays will await the winner of Dawson Boyd and Wabasso. They haven't taken the floor yet, so we'll probably have about 20 minutes or 15 minutes before we're back on the air, Bart.
Yeah, they don't really want to start it too early because if they have a designated time, they don't want people to say, oh, the game is supposed to be starting at 7:15 or whatever, and all of a sudden, I can't hear myself.
Yeah,
either.
Got it.
Okay, anyways, and then if you show up at 7:15 and it's already going, people get angry. So they'll wait until the time it was supposed to start.
All right, did we do a wah-wah-wah?
Yeah, that was that play from Logan Roloff. He kicked it up to Saki, and he did the underhand alley-oop to Asher Weberding.
All right, that's our wah-wah-wah play of the game. Thanks to Brett Mosling for sponsoring the play of the game. We enjoy doing that, though, in the play
that
of
is.
The game.
Well, when they make a play like that, you go, wow! So it should be the wah-wah-wah play of the game.
There you go. All right, we'll send it. Well, Basso has just taken the court. We're waiting for the Blackjacks to take the court. A lot of Dawson Boyd fans here tonight. It's going to be a great game coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll have our Subway pregame show. With that, we'll turn it back to the studios.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including American Surplus in Montevideo, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Dawson Truck Parts, Dawson Tire Company, Olson Dray Service, Ludvigson Tiling, Tofty Auto and Sales, Gruel Electric, Cliff Wiesman Incorporated, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Kettit's Chiropractic Center, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Frontossel Seeds, Pete's Electric Motor, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Ag Plus Cooperative, Appleton Dental Clinic, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, House of Spirits in Appleton. Section Sports brought to you by Leary's Refrigeration and Heating, Minneota Building Center, Madison Healthcare Services, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Greater Community Credit Union, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, CCM Health in Montevideo, KB's Bar and Grill, Gislason's Hardware, Klein Insurance, NB Golf Cars, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Sather Building Supplies, Larson Tiling Incorporated. Section Sports brought to you by the Dawson Dairy Queen, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Jim's Market, Heather Nursery, Lean Lumber, Prins Bank, Jenny O Turkey Store, Cargill, United Prairie Bank, UFP Minneota, our premier sponsor, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Purus, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Section Sports brought to you by Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, the Strand Agency, Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated, Hoover Law Office in Dawson, Haugen Insurance Agency, Oz Seeds, B. Johnson Electric, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Canby Farmers Grain, Edward Jones and Company, Chris Budzinski for House, Countryside Auto, Farmers Union Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Hilltop Bar and Grill in Dawson, First Security Bank of Canby, Appleton Area Health, Wow Auto Wash, The Dryer Doctors, Tenson Marine, City Hall Bar and Grill, Culligan, Volkslager Concrete, Warren Triggestead Seeds, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Doug Service and Marine, Miller Services Incorporated, Ryan Smith Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company. Section Sports brought to you by Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prairie Sun Bank, State Bank of Taunton, B&B Electrical Contractors, Erickson Chevrolet and Dawson, Myers Electric and Infrared, Larson Brothers Concrete, Ag Processing Incorporated, AGP, Madison Bottling Company, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Canby Meat Center, and Hometown Kitchen and Bath. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage on Q92.